BlackRock goes big time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's a $13.5 billion deal that makes BlackRock the world's largest manager of assets. The New York-based money manager agreed last night to buy an investment arm of British bank Barclays. Ashley Milne-Tite joins us now from our New York bureau this morning. Morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So who is BlackRock and what's this deal all about?
Well, they basically manage money for large groups like pension funds, sovereign wealth funds, the federal government. They actually advise the government on the bailout plan. And right now, they're managing billions of dollars in sort of toxic assets from Bear Stearns and AIG for the Fed.
And why is this deal so interesting?
Well, when they started out about 20 years ago, they were really small. There are all these stories about them being located in one room, and they concentrated just on bonds. And since then, they've expanded hugely. They've diversified a lot over the years. And this deal with Barclays sort of marks a new chapter in that effort. And it puts them ahead of other big asset managers like State Street and Fidelity, brings them economies of scale. They can be a lot more efficient. And it also gives them access to this trading platform Barclays has that concentrates on exchange-traded funds, which are a type of mutual fund that's becoming increasingly popular. So they'll be getting into another really lucrative area there.
So what's in it then for Barclays?
Well, Barclays gets cash and stock for this deal. It gets a 20% stake in BlackRock, but they also get about $7 billion in cash. And Barclays has been on a bit of a mission to raise capital ever since it decided not to take part in a UK government bailout last year. It was considered healthy enough to go it alone. It didn't want to wear that government straitjacket, so it opted to raise funds of its own accord, and this is certainly an efficient way to do that.
All right. Our reporter, Ashley Milne-Tite, joining us from the New York Bureau. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.
The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that banks will start repaying TARP money on Wednesday. Those financials include American Express, JPMorgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley. Wall Street yesterday, S&P and NASDAQ shares rose by more than 0.5%. The Dow added 32 points, about 0.3% to close at 87.70. Asian shares closed mixed today, but the Hang Seng and Nikkei managed some gains there. And European markets are mostly lower right now. Shares in London, Frankfurt, and Paris are down under 0.5%. General Motors is reportedly close to selling its Swedish unit Saab. The likely buyer is a small Swedish sports company called Koenigsegg. Never heard of it? Our European desk in London, and here's Stephen Beard with the report.
Koenigsegg is not exactly in the business of mass production. Last year, it sold just 18 of its sports cars. That compares with Saab sales of 98,000. But Koenigsegg is believed to charge $1 million or more for its vehicles, and the company is profitable. It would like to apply its knowledge of niche production and marketing to Saab to try to reverse what is seen as the decline of the brand under General Motors. David Bailey is with the Coventry Business School.
I think Koenigsegg will have to move the brand up market and restore kind of some of the premium feel to the cars in order to sell them at a higher price in order to make a profit. That's the only way they'll ever make a profit out of the brand.
General Motors never made a profit out of Saab, and now it's reportedly paying $500 million in assets and cash to get shot of the company, far more than Koenigsegg is said to be shelling out. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
So yeah, thousands of Americans who are paying their mortgages may still face foreclosure if they don't pay their homeowner association dues. USA Today reports homeowner associations may have the right to foreclose on some residents who aren't paying the fees that cover such things as landscaping, security, and other amenities. Such foreclosure attempts are up in Texas, Florida, and California, among other states.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Cities pay millions of dollars every year to deal with their trash, so yet another effort now to get more residents to recycle, and they're trying something different, displaying trash in a new light. Here's Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll.
Artist Bill Basquin peers into a box full of dark, moist compost. A few of his photographic subjects are placed delicately on top.
Those are the bananas there, and there's some bugs in them, and these are the carrots.
Basquin takes artsy pictures of rotting fruit and vegetables. Up close, they look like colorful, otherworldly creatures, all texture and moldy fuzz. He's also designed a compost bin with a glass front so people can see food as it turns to soil.
I personally believe that that kind of participation is really helpful in getting people in sort of shifting what they're capable of imagining.
Basquin is an artist in residence at the San Francisco Dump. You heard me right, the artist in residence at the Dump. He's one of the many artists sponsored by Recology, San Francisco's waste management company. The artists spend 4 months digging through mountains of trash for inspiration. Recology gives tours of the gallery. The artists talk about their work to groups, mostly school children. Deborah Monk manages the program. She says it's a way to teach kids about recycling.
They send us letters, thank you letters, love letters that tell us what they're doing with their trash. And most importantly, they go home and tell their parents how to recycle or not to waste food and to put the food in the compost bin.
There's a market for the art, which includes purses made out of plastic and sculptures created from old bicycle parts. Pieces typically sell for about $500. San Francisco artists aren't the only ones pairing imagination with sanitation.
Welcome to Ecological Art, the House of Divinal Intervention, as I call it.
Peter Schulberg directs the nonprofit Ecological Art in Los Angeles. Companies donate old billboards to the gallery, and artists use them as giant canvases. Companies don't have to dispose of the toxic vinyl, and people driving by get a free show.
There are beautiful shapes out there that, if we just take the time to turn them upside down, you know, kind of try to look at them differently, they have the opportunity to kind of live again.
Schulberg works with Clear Channel and CBS Outdoors to display the billboards. He plans to expand the program nationwide. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.